As aviation trends go, this could be a lifesaver as more and more regional groups stand down for safety. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news.
On April 3rd at the Millionaire Dallas facility, we're going to host our annual safety showdown.
That's Eric Carson at the North Texas Business Aviation Association, whose event takes place at Millionaire in Dallas.
We try to focus on not only pilots, but also flight attendants, schedulers, and technicians, and anyone, as we know, that's involved in safety in an organization. It's just not one person, it's the entire team. And so everyone that works in some sort of safety-sensitive function, which is pretty much anyone that works in the flight department or the supporting roles.
This is the second annual NTBAA safety event, and Carson says there will likely be many more.
You walk away kind of like a fire's lit underneath you, and you're ready to move forward, and it's just a great opportunity as far as a pilot to come and get re-energized and motivated to see what's out there, talk with other operators. As many of the NBAA events are, it's a lot about the topics that are presented, but it's also about the networking and talking with the other operators and sharing ideas and best practices. You sit around a table with colleagues, and some of the best ideas are at that table.
Carson says this event, like most other safety stand-downs, is completely nonpartisan.
We sit around a table not thinking about the company that we work for, but also how can we help each other to obtain the goals. And there are some operators that they are looking for as BAO Stage 1. But we have operators that are Stage 3 certified, so it is more like, you know, we're a family. I mean, general aviation, especially corporate aviation, is such a small industry that we just kind of forget about the companies who we work for, and we try to help out our colleagues. What is our previous background, and how can we help others navigate through the various issues they're dealing with on a daily basis?
Just as there's no competition among flight departments on a corporate basis, NBAA regional representative Steve Hadley says regional groups are starting to network their safety events among each other.
You might think they might be in competition as well, but they aren't. For instance, in Texas, Eric's group attends the PCAT events, and the PCAT folks attend the North Texas Business Aviation event. A lot of the groups go to Dave Small at the Georgia Business Aviation Association to get templates and their take on how they've been doing their events.
Hadley says there are an increasing number of these safety events sponsored by local and regional groups all over the country. For more information on how your group can attend a safety event or even start its own, check the NBAA website. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment.
NBAA's management guide is an industry standard, a must-have for any flight department, no matter how big or small. The management guide explains the operations, maintenance, and administrative requirements you need to start and operate a successful flight department. The NBAA management guide is free to all member companies. Look for your copy when you join or as updates become available. And you can download the latest copy at nbaa.org/admin/management-guide. That's nbaa.org/admin/management-guide.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. NBAA has once again started its annual compensation survey, a great tool for creating and maintaining the most efficient flight departments. This year's survey has been updated to improve both the usability and the presentation of salary and benefit information to help companies better evaluate their total compensation plans. You'll find details on the website. And FAA Administrator Michael Huerta will travel to Shanghai next month for ABACE, the Asian Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition. It runs, of course, from April 15th to the 17th. Huerta will address the opening general session on the 15th. For more information on ABACE, check the events calendar at nbaa.org. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.